Welcome to Strength for This Day, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. And now with a word from the Word, here's Pastor John Couch.
There's nothing inherently wrong with that, but I know this in my flesh, that when I lump things together and I speed through my communication with God, the heartfelt praise is not there. The heartfelt blessing is not there. The heartfelt thanks is not there. But if you sit there and say, God, thank you for breath this morning, period. Thank you for getting me to church. May not have been on time, but hey, you made it here, amen? Don't lump them all together. Contentment is processing and going, thank you for this. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my husband and my wife. Thank you for my job. Thank you for food. Thank you for shelter. I mean, you start naming this stuff off, and guess what starts happening? The discontent meter starts running on empty. Lack of contentment is not a circumstantial issue. It's a heart issue. Many times God is not leading us to point B because we are not fully trusting Him in point A. The best sermon that your life will preach is crafted and forged not on the victory stand, but in the dark, raw, and vulnerable defeats of life. God is shaping you in the midst of your trial today. He's pruning you. He's refining you. He's making you more into His Christ likeness. There's a fear there, isn't it? But if I just give Him everything, if I give God everything, what if He asked me to go move to Africa? What if He asked me to do something I don't want to do? And so we hold back portions of our life, and so many times that's exactly the problem. That we're not surrendering everything to Him. When God takes you on a path that you are completely disappointed in, one of the greatest things you can do is round up your family, round up your troops, and just start singing, "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
To learn more about Strength for This Day and Pastor John Couch, visit John online at thisdayministries.org. thisdayministries.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Be encouraged, be challenged, and embrace God's strength for this day.